The woman downstairs used to be beautiful. This summer she's grown huge, a ham with legs. She lumbers below, watering the garden with a hose. From my balcony, the evening light seems kind to the extra flesh, soft on her print shift, the scarf that holds back her dark hair. And for once I want to believe she's not unhappy, not stuffing her face to fill in the distance between her and the unusually thin husband who travels, not hiding in the body of a proverbial fat woman passed in the street without notice. Instead, that she wants to be of consequence, clearly visible to her small son stationed on their balcony, that he never lose sight of such a broad floral back, think she might leave him, vanish in the leaves below. But the wail that comes from him is a thin, unwavering cry, as if he never comes up for air, this wordless child siren of come back, not enough, too far, that has brought me, and gradually other neighbors, onto our balconies, to look first on a small boy who, 30 years from now, will turn his life over, say, there was always too much of her, she swallowed me up, and then down on a fat woman, breathlessly bending.